Okay, welcome back to YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we continue our NBA Finals discussion. And although it may be Friday night, I have to tell you, I still cannot get out of my mind that ever-impressive offensive execution by the Spurs in Game 3 on Tuesday. It was such a dominating performance in a first half that was history-making, a finals record for shooting in a half. It was just unbelievable. So we have invited back to our show right here at the Quicken Loans Studios. That is Jeff Garcia. He is the senior writer with Project Spurs. He has been tracking, he's been covering the finals. And we wanted to get some JG observations on what you have seen so far. What's your takeaways?
Well, my takeaways are very simple. This first team, if you really think about it, they could be up 3-0 right now.
Uh-huh.
It was just for some mental errors along the way, missing free throws. The Spurs, they look like, at least so far, you know, after the first three games, they possibly could be the better team. They blew out Miami in game one, but 10-plus points, you know, they barely lost the game in game two, coming down thanks to simply mental errors, free throw making, turnovers, and narrowly lost that by 2 points. And, of course, we saw Game 3 blowing out Miami on their home court. So it looks like, to me, San Antonio could be the superior team. However, when the guy by the name of LeBron James wears an opposing team's jersey, that team is going to have every chance to, well, get a win here and there, and that's what Miami has been doing so far.
What has been remarkable to watch in this series, specifically with the San Antonio Spurs, is that they just seem to continue to get better. I mean, you're talking about veteran players, but their overall execution, I mean, my takeaway is that they seem like they're playing like they're the younger team. I mean, I think back to the Thunder series and just their style of play that allowed them to have success. I mean, those first two games, they won by a combined total of 52 points.
Well, it's not only that they appear to be like the younger team, as you mentioned. It's also the fact that the system allows for players to flourish. Look what Pop did in Game 3. He took out a starter, namely Thiago Splitter, and benched him.
Mm-hmm.
And subbed in Boris Diaw. And it worked great. You know, here's Pop telling the starter throughout for the majority of the season, look, you're going to have the bench in the NBA Finals, and we're going to bring in somebody who backs you up. And it worked well. This is a team that, yes, you know, on paper they are younger, but their core is older, and that being the big three of Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker. But you look at the surrounding players, the Diaw, the Kawhi Leonard, I'm pretty sure we'll talk about him, the Patty Mills, players off the bench like that, you know, that really make an impact for San Antonio. And they just feed off the big three. Tony Parker had an off night in Game 3. However, Kawhi Leonard, Patty Mills, Danny Green, they all stepped up when Parker wasn't producing offensively. So this is just a great, great, great run the Spurs team is having throughout the entire postseason.
The senior writer with Project Spurs, Jeff Garcia, is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We absolutely love hearing from all of you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And again, just as a reminder, if you happen to miss one of our interviews or you're late catching us on, you can go to yahoosportsradio.com/podcast and you can pick us up there. Jeff, tell all the listeners where they can follow the Project Spurs.
Definitely. They can follow us, obviously, at projectspurs.com and on Twitter, at Project Spurs, and they can follow me at SA2NY2004.
Okay, Jeff, so you're talking about how much the Spurs are, they're so efficient offensively. I love how they play hard, they play fast. The bottom line is they play team basketball. But one of the guys I want to highlight right now, let's talk about Sky Kawhi Leonard, because scoring that career high in the first quarter alone, 16 points, I mean, perfect, 5-for-5 shooting. He is so young. I mean, his upside is just incredible, isn't it?
Oh, his upside is just remarkable. It's tough to think about it. You go back in time when he was picked by the Pacers and then traded to San Antonio on a draft day deal. Many Spurs fans here in San Antonio were just astonished. How can the Spurs trade away a known commodity like George Hill for an unknown commodity like Kawhi Leonard? You fast forward to today, and it looks like the Spurs were pretty smart, those brass out there in San Antonio. It paid off tremendously. He just fits the system so well. He's very unassuming, very quiet. He goes out, does his work. He is your prototypical Spurs player. He gets it done defensively. He gets it done offensively. You know, many Spurs fans have been clamoring for that perimeter defender once Bruce Bowen had retired from the NBA. And the Spurs have tried so many other players. Ime Udoka, who's now an assistant coach here in San Antonio, didn't work out as well. And then comes in this young guy out of San Diego State and just makes an impact. Even since the get-go, his rookie year, He gets it done offensively and defensively. Defensively, yes, he has a tall task ahead of him right now, defending LeBron James. He's doing the best he can. But what I like about Kawhi, though, is he's making LeBron James work on the offensive end, too. He's putting up three-point shots. He's getting to the rim, dunking at will. He's causing havoc offensively on the defensive end for Miami. And it just makes LeBron James work that much more. So I love seeing that out of Kawhi. He's just a great two-way player.
The co-founder, the senior writer with Project Spurs, Jeff Garcia, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We highlight, we talk about just all the promise that Kawhi Leonard has. But I think we need to discuss Danny Green, how much he has evolved, how far he has come. Because there's been times, you know, we've witnessed where, you know, he's a little off with his shot, but he continues to have just that unwavering belief and will continue to shoot the rock until they start falling. I mean, game one, he struggled through those first three quarters.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. I was there after game one of the finals, and during the Tony Parker's press conference, he told the media there, he got into Danny Green's face late in the second half. He told just yelling at him. He admitted, look, I was screaming in his face, we need him. We needed him to produce, and boy, did he produce in that second half in game one. And since then, he's pretty much been the steady force for the San Antonio Spurs. This is a guy, Danny Green, who has been cut by the San Antonio Spurs once, who was waived by the Cleveland Cavaliers, who saw time in the NBA D League, in and out, played with the San Antonio D League affiliate, the Austin Toros. And now here he is being a significant cog in the NBA, in the Spurs machine right now. He's deadly from the three-point line. We all know that. But what I liked about what he did in Game 3 was he showed a little bit more versatility. Not only was he knocking down, actually he didn't make a three. He was getting everything from the perimeter.
Right.
Inside
mm-hmm.
the three-point line. Knocking down the shots, creating more shots. He was showing that he's not just a one prototype player, a three-point shooter. No, he was getting it done inside the three-point line, flashing to the rim. And let's face it, too, he's also drawing some time defending LeBron James and doing the best he can as well. So, you know, he has his hands full on the defensive end, too. But Danny Green has evolved so much. And, you know, just when you think a player for the Spurs can't reach another level, is their development, here comes Danny Green, who's showing in Game 3, he's not just a three-point threat, he's also a good shooter inside, he's a flasher, and he can get it done defensively.
You're listening to the voice of Jeff Garcia. He is the senior writer with Project Spurs. We've got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Jeff Garcia talking about the NBA Finals, the Heat and the Spurs. Certainly a very compelling series, and we will be right back at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter right now. We want to hear from you, at E Radio Sports.